Blog Talk Radio.
Let me tell you about something new. A new show called G's Power.
G's Power.
Real talk for real saints.
Are you ready?
And it's for real.
Welcome to G's Power Hour, live every weekday at 11:30 a.m. on Never Had It So Good Entertainment Network. Your host, G, will bring you informative and entertaining guests and a variety of topics in a way that you can absorb and enjoy. Listen in weekdays and call in at 516-387-1944. We love interaction. All shows can be downloaded if you miss one or found on iTunes the next day. G's Power Hour is powered by Never Had It So Good Sports Media Network.
G's Power Hour.
Yeah. Well, 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 ladies and gentlemen, kings and queens, brothers and sisters, and saints, happy Friday. Glad you're with us. Welcome to G's Power Hour on Never Had It So Good Entertainment. I am your host. Thanks so much for being with us. Today we're doing a mega session because we had a little technical difficulty when we had him on last week, but we're back with Mr. Burton Kelso, our tech Thursday guru from Instagram. Good morning. How are you feeling?
I'm doing great. How are you doing?
I'm doing quite well, quite well. So let's get back to it. And I'm sure some, you know, the things are evolving so quickly. I'm sure some things have changed since last week. But we were talking last week about trying to keep our electronics safe inside and out and through, and also just some other tips. So where do you want to start?
I guess we can go back to just making sure that we get those tech devices disinfected correctly, because like you said, a lot has changed last week. Obviously, the CDC isn't saying this, but, you know, the coronavirus can live on hard surfaces for quite a long time. So I think the mistake that people are making, number one, rather than not practicing social distancing, but number two, making sure that they're not disinfecting their technology when they go out, because it can be a major issue. To wash your hands, but to not take care of your technology. So it's really important, especially if you're part of an essential business, that when you go out, that you disinfect your technology devices.
Now, as of last night at 11 p.m., where I live in Orange County, we have a lockdown pretty much, unless you are an essential business, and that list of essential businesses has been changing pretty much, but you know, people are you know, staying home somewhat. But then we do see a lot of people that are out and about, and like you say, it's just easy to, because it's my phone, no one else is touching it, to just pick up the phone and do what you normally do with it. But the thing you've got to think about, I'm assuming, is you're touching your phone, then you're touching, you know, things, if you're going to the grocery store, that other people may have touched, you know, surfaces that other people may have touched, and then you're putting it back on your phone, all kind of stuff. So
right. I mean, it's amazing.
Go ahead.
I was going to say, it's amazing the things that we touch when we're out and about, and we don't even think about it. And I think it's that 1-2 combination of we put our hands on a surface that may be infected, then we touch our phone, we wash our hands, but still the virus could be living on our tech device. And then, of course, what happens naturally is that if you've got the virus living on your tech device, then you can put your hand on in your mouth or, you know, nose or eyes, and then that just makes you susceptible to getting the coronavirus. So it's really important to disinfect your tech. In fact, a couple of months ago, there was a report or an article out of China that was telling people, quit buying masks to protect yourself. You need to disinfect your smartphone. So obviously, if that report was coming out of China when they were in the heat of it, then obviously that same practice needs to apply to us as well. And you just don't see that out in the public as much, as far as people, well, as far as organizations or health officials saying you need to disinfect your technology. And the important thing, too, is that there's a right way to do it. You can't just, you know, rub something on your device and then presto, it's clean. There's proper ways that you need to clean your smart devices to make sure that they're properly disinfected. Knowing you, gee, you're probably using Clorox wipes on your phone, right?
I'm not using Clorox wipes on my phone, but I'm not doing it like you said the way that you're supposed to do it. But I have been looking up the other stuff, and we need to remind people what those things are, including something you had mentioned before this all happened, which was phone soap.
Right, yeah. Phone soap, yeah, it's going to be pretty darn impossible. But if you got it as a gift and you didn't know what to do with it, now's the time to use it. Phone soap is a device that uses UV rays in order to, that will zap flu-like viruses from your smart devices. And the good thing about phone soap, I mean, when it's available, you need to get it. But the good thing about it, it not will only disinfect your smartphone, but credit cards, remotes, keys, anything, any surface that could potentially carry the virus. They even make models that will disinfect tablets and laptops too. But it's probably one of the more effective ways to disinfect your device because the other methods of just wiping it with a cleaning solution isn't going to help.
So you mentioned a couple of other things last week too that I wanted you to re-explore. In addition to phone soap, but is phone soap basically the one you recommend above the others?
No, there's not. If there wasn't a shortage phone soap, I would say yeah, that would be probably the best way to disinfect your device because you just lay it in there and then it just uses the UV rays to zap it. But since there is a shortage on it, I mean, there's other methods that you can use to disinfect your device and proper methods too. And probably one of the, if you're looking for an eco-friendly solution, not using any harsh chemicals, there's a product called Pure and Clean that they have a surface cleaner that will disinfect your phone and all other surfaces out there. But the key for Pure and Clean and then the other solution would be to, and I always get this word wrong, G, so don't laugh at me. Isopropyl, right? Alcohol? Isn't that how you pronounce it?
What are you talking about? The microbial?
Rubbing alcohol.
Now you've got me doing it.
The rubbing alcohol.
Okay. Isopropyl.
Isopropyl. There you go. I thought it was isopropyl, but isopropyl alcohol. You can make a mixture of 50% that and 50% water. But the key with the isopropyl alcohol is that you need to make sure that it's a solution of at least 70% or more. Anything below that isn't going to be effective enough to kill germs and flu, you know, the flu virus. And regardless if you use Pure and Clean, or the isopropyl alcohol, you need to let that stuff sit on your whatever surface you are spraying it on. You need to let it sit for about no less than 5 minutes in order for it to effectively kill the germs on your phone or any other surface that you're using. And that's how you do it. So, I mean, yeah, because I think people may see the 50-50 solution of isopropyl alcohol and water, then they just spray it and then they just wipe it down. But you're supposed to spray it, let it sit, and then it'll kill the germs and then it'll take care of the phone. And that's one of the reasons why you don't want to use bleach on any of your smart devices, because you've got to let the bleach sit there for at least 5 minutes in order to clean it. And bleach is a corrosive material, so you definitely, if you are leaving bleach on your phone for 5 minutes or any device, it's going to cause some damage. so you don't want to do it. And of course, the wipes don't really work either, because if you just wipe it down, I mean, it may kill some of the germs, but it's definitely not going to kill all of the germs or microbes or, you know, flu-like viruses on your phone. So you've got to do it properly.
Mm-hmm.
Now,
okay.
one other thing you can get to make life a little bit easier. Now, I know how to pronounce this word. It's a microbial or antimicrobial case made by Tech 21. And what the case does is it looks just like a regular phone protector that you would get for your phone, but the surface of the case reduces the microbes on your phone to up to 99%. So that way you've got less germs on your phone.
And what's the name of this case again? What is it?
It's called...
That's the one that we saw.
Well, the company,
I got to find it. That's the one that had the picture with the pump on the case.
Right, exactly. Yeah, that's tech21.com. So
tech
and the number 21.com. And then they've got the antimicrobial protection case. But yeah, you're right. That's the one that had the ingenious picture of kind of showing you that it had the disinfectant pump, superimposed onto the phone case. But, I mean, that would be a quick and easy way to make sure that your phone is protected. So.
Okay. All right.
That way you're not cleaning it all the time. What's shocking, and I think part of it too, is that people don't realize that they make an antimicrobial case for phones. They still have them. And they're pretty inexpensive. I think you can get a case for between $25 and $30.
Okay.
So, I mean, that's a cheap method to make sure that the germs on your phone are reduced, and
that's
that way
true.
You don't have to get into the habit of cleaning your phone all the time. So,
yeah.
It's something worth investing in.
That's true. That's true. So,
and
I just want to ask a question. I know go ahead first, and then I'll ask.
I was going to say the other thing, too, is that you might as well get something like that, because you're going to get a case anyway. For your phone. So in this day and age, it's probably best to get one that just will keep the germs at bay. So.
Okay.
So what's your question?
Well, it's not necessarily about the keeping the exterior of the phone clean. My question now is that I've heard about, and I don't know if you've talked about this yet or not with anyone, but there are these new scams now trying to get people to use, I guess, certain products because they're going to kill the virus and so on and so forth and other things. So have you seen any of that yet with our technology?
I've seen some products on, like, say, Amazon, and that should always throw up a red flag, because with Amazon, I think people assume that Amazon is always they always scan every retailer that posts products there, but that's not the case. They try to do a good job, but at the same time, you need to make sure that you read the reviews on the product before you purchase it. Because right now, let's say you type in phone soap probably won't be listed, but if you go through, you'll see a lot of other products that are listed on there that claim that they'll use UV rays to purchase it. So, like if you go there now, you look at phone soap, you've got 76% 5-star review, and you've got 3,792 people that have rated the product. As opposed, there's another phone sanitizer. It's got 13 customer reviews. So, that kind of gives you an idea that somebody may have just threw this on the internet just to make a quick buck. Because most of the other phone sanitizers you see only have a handful of reviews, so that lets you know that it may be a newer product. So, yeah, mm-hmm. read your reviews and just make sure that what you're getting is legit. And then as far as scams on the internet, and we can go a little bit more into detail about that, obviously there's all sorts of COVID-19 scams that are going on as far as phishing emails and apps and bogus websites that have popped up. So, of course, cyber criminals may not be calling as much, but they're definitely on the internet trying to scam people. So there's a lot going on out there.
Yeah. We're going to talk about that and more when we come back. We're here with Burton Kelso doing a makeup session. If you have questions for Burton, the number is 516-387-1944. That is 516-387-1944. This is G's Power Hour on Never Had It So Good Entertainment, and we will be right back.
Over the past 60 years, Dove Beauty Bar's superior formula has remained unchanged. But when it comes to beauty, everything changed. Together, we redefined beauty. We said no to stereotypes and yes to every type. We let go of judgments and embraced what makes us unique. We're proud to have been there with you, caring for you every step of the way. Here's to the next 60 years.
Hi, I'm Tim Garrison. You may know me as Timmy G. Yeah, I know. It's been 2 decades, but I want you to know I'm back in the art with you. And I've got a mix of music that can help you relax and chill out. It's smooth. It's relaxing. It's chill out jazz. The soulful mix of smooth jazz, soul, and smooth R&B. So join me every Wednesday night, 10 p.m. to midnight, on K-Ham Radio.
Good morning and welcome back to G's Power Hour on Never Had It So Good Entertainment. I am your host, G. Thanks for being with us this morning. I know you guys got a lot going on right now, but thanks for taking the time out. Here with Burton Kelso doing a makeup session, wanting to talk about keeping your phones clean in the wake of the coronavirus, and also talking about some of the new scams that have been coming out and other things. We were going to talk a little bit about being cleaning anyway, so this kind of falls in line with that in terms of keeping your phones clean inside and out. But what else you got for us, Burton?
Well, we can talk about some of the scams that are going on with the COVID-19 thing, because there's all sorts of scams going around that people need to be aware of. And so what the challenge is that cyber criminals are smart enough to keep track of the maps to see where COVID-19 is. So you could just basically do a Google search of the word COVID-19 or coronavirus, and then you can see kind of where the epicenters are. Like right now at Google, on the statistics, you can see a worldwide map, and then you can see the hotbed of areas where the virus is really picking up. So cyber criminals will take that information and they'll target it to specific areas in the world, in order to get people to fall for them. So some of the scams you can look for that will come through probably in the form of an email, not necessarily much of a phone call. You get vaccine and treatment scams. So scammers may advertise like fake cures and things of that nature, so that people will say, oh, man, I've got a relative who's sick. Maybe I can go onto this online site and get a vaccine or even a cure. And I don't know necessarily some of these are scams, but there's a lot of false information going through as far as emails, social media posts. I don't know if you've seen the one about pour hot water down your throat. If you feel like you get a sore throat and that's going to kill the COVID-19 virus, there's all sorts of scams and just false information that's going around everywhere that people need to be aware of. Another thing people need to watch out for are some shopping scams. Toilet paper is a very in-demand item, so you may see social media posts or email scams for online retailers. Obviously, because we're supposed to be practicing social distancing, advertising fake products. So you may see an online store, they take your money, but then you don't get any product. And then another scam you need to watch out for, the medical scams, where you will get an email or a phone call saying that you've got a relative at a specific hospital being treated for COVID-19, and then they want to they want to get payment, you know. And this is almost like the I guess they call it the grandparent scam. It's a new variation of that, where someone will call an elderly person to say, hey, little Johnny is sick in the hospital over here. We need to get some money in order to continue treatment. And so it just preys on your, you know, a scam like that would just prey on your sympathies. And, you know, you'll want to pay money, obviously, because unless it's a relative you don't like, you're not gonna let them die. Yeah. Next would be charity scams. There's any crisis, there's always going to be charity scams up there. So you may see emails or even GoFundMe posts for different organizations asking for money for COVID-19 relief. So you really need to watch out for scams that are occurring with that. Of course, you know, you're always going to have your phishing scams for information, and of course malware too. So what'll happen is, let's say you get one of those phishing scams, you click on a link, takes you to a website, and then it'll infect your computer, and then of course you get a bogus tech support number. Normally the emails now, or the websites that will pop up with links, will be for the World Health Organization and of course the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, the CDC. So people are always looking for information to find out what's going on with the virus. So rather than just go directly to the CDC or the World Health Organization's website, if people get an email, it's convenient, and then they'll just click on it. Now, one of the big ones that first came out, G, was the COVID-19 apps that have come out. And so as of right now, if you go to the Apple store, there should only be one or two apps, because Apple, when this all started going down with the bogus COVID-19 apps, they went through and cleared out every app that wasn't a legitimate source. But if you have an Android phone like you, it may be a little bit more challenging, because Android does try to clean out those apps, but they don't always do a good job at doing it. So right now in the App Store in Apple, there's quite a few. So maybe Apple has slacked out, or these are legitimate apps. But the main thing you want to do when it concerns an app from either the Apple Store or the Google Play Store is to look and make sure that it's from a reliable source, and always check the reviews to make sure that it's going to be a legitimate app, because obviously if someone got infected with malware or ransomware on their phone, they're going to leave a review on the app saying that that they've been hacked. So the one that I was going to say that I know for sure is a legitimate app, there's a COVID-19 app called the Healthy Link Health, or yeah, it's Healthy NKED COVID-19 app, and it is listed as a legitimate app, and you can tell because 25,000 people have downloaded. Now, what this app does, it's a tracker that kind of lets you know by not broad area, but like, you know, within the United States in your area where there's been outbreaks. So, you know, people have got online, and this is another scam you have to watch out for too. I've seen it in Facebook groups, because I manage a couple of groups where people are saying, hey, why isn't the county or the city talking about the confirmed case that was found in, you know, whatever area? And people are just doing that to spread fear and confusion. So to confirm it, rather than going by word of mouth, you can just download the COVID-19 Healthy NKD app and look and see where it is in your area.
So, it looks like it's, and they make, well, the one I see is Health Link COVID-19 app. Is that it?
Yeah, that's it. Maybe I said it wrong. I said Healthy. But you're right. It's
Health Link. Yeah, COVID.
Yeah, that's it.
Okay.
And it's got a little funky looking, looks like a Red Cross plus, but it's not red. It's kind of green. And
a dark green and a light green. Yeah, okay.
That's the only tracker out there that's legitimate. There are a ton listed, but that is the only one. So HealthLinked COVID-19 is the app that you want to download if you're curious to see if it's in your area or not, rather than trying to rely on what you see online, you know. But the app scam is probably one of the biggest ones because on smart devices like your iPhone or Android phone, the quickest way to infect the device is for you to download an app and to click on something that you really shouldn't be clicking on. So beware of those bogus apps out there. And then finally,
and he said, is this just for iPhone?
Yeah.
Did you find it
on your Android for any reason?
No, I haven't looked though yet. But I just Googled it and it came up, the one that you talked about for iPhone. I'm looking.
Right.
No,
that's just it. The other thing too is that I don't think they make it for Android. So that
I just saw something from something called Android Police. I don't know if you're familiar with that or not. But
no,
says,
what is Android Police?
Title of the article says the Play Store now has a COVID-19 section filled with apps that help you stay informed. So I don't know if it's just how legitimate it is. But, it's called AndroidPolice.com.
Oh, okay. But I'm looking at the HealthLinked mobile app, and they do make it for the Android. So you can get it from the Apple Store or the Google Play Store. So they make it for both devices.
Okay. Good to know.
Yeah, and they do. So, but to be honest with you, that is the only one that I've seen to, like, be approved by all of the officials. Of course, if you want more information about COVID-19, I think the only other apps that you want to download are the apps from the World Health Organization, or WHO, or you want to, what's the word I'm looking for? Or the CDC. So those are the two only apps and websites that you want to visit. I wouldn't trust any outside source when it comes to any of the scams out there, or any of the apps or websites, sorry. Yeah, to avoid the scams, just go with those. Go with the apps that we're talking about on this show. And then I think finally, the last scam is investment scams that you need to watch out for. So there are companies that are coming out with cures or products that are publicly traded, that are about to be publicly traded, that are probably, you know, that are promising to make a big boom when they get approved, that can make investors a lot of money. So you want to watch out for any scams of that nature to watch out for, so that you don't get scammed. And in most critical situations, you don't have to worry about, well, there's a new drug that's coming out on the market. But in this instance, you do. So, any calls or any emails or anything you see online about some drug that is going to hit the market, you want to avoid and make sure that you don't fall for it, Not to say you can't invest in anything, but with anything, you want to make sure that you do your homework to make sure that you're investing in the right companies. So those are the main ones. I know that was a mouthful. I didn't think that that would take up take up 15 minutes. There's a lot of scams out there.
Yeah, there are. I've always said I wish these people who are so ingenious in terms of creating stuff to do harm to people would be just as creative to do good stuff for people,
Listen to you. It doesn't work that way. The problem is that most of these cyber criminals are coming from third world countries, so their goal isn't to, maybe I could make this and do something good for the good of mankind. They're like, I want to get my belly full.
The thing about it is you may make some money by doing something good.
Yeah, but with all criminal work, it's you know, it's the quick and dirty. I can quickly make this money rather than I'm going to play the long game and make this happen. So, I mean, that's the unfortunate thing about the world we live in is that people are always trying to make a quick buck. And with all the ignorance that is out there when it comes to technology, it's just really easy to scam people out of money. So, and it's lucrative, so why not stick with it, right?
If you say so. You're such a naysayer, I tell you. Anyway, we're going to take a break. When we come back, one of the things I wanted to ask you about, it, and if you would mind talking about it, is you did a thing about things that people can do, that, you know, if they're like business people, you know, from home, some tips that you had. So can you talk about that?
Of course, yeah.
Okay, all right. So we're going to do that and some other stuff when we get back. We're here with Burton Kelso doing a makeup session. This is G's Power Hour on Never Had It So Good Entertainment. If you have questions for Burton, the number is 516-387-1944, and we will be right back.
Having a wedding, reception, family reunion, planning a banquet, or some other fundraising event, need to share your knowledge through a workshop or seminar, or it's a difficult time and you need to plan a wake or repast, let us help. At our gatherings, let us reduce the stress and make the occasion memorable, treasured. Call our gatherings at 407-968-9387 or email ourgatherings@yahoo.com. Let us help plan your special event.
This is Douglas Dobbs, owner and funeral director at Dobbs Cremation and Funeral Service. We have served the Central Florida community with two generations of family funeral service. With the recent addition of my son Brandon, we are here to take care of the needs of Central and West Orlando. From simple cremation to a full burial, Dobbs Cremation and Funeral Service is here to help you. Located at 430 North Kirkman Road at the 408 Expressway, Dobbs Cremation and Funeral Service, 407-578-7720. Dobbs, dedicated to serving our families.
Good afternoon. Welcome back to G's Power Hour on Never Had It So Good Entertainment. I am your host, G. Thanks so much for being with us today. We're doing a makeup session with Burton Kelso of Integral. If you have questions for Burton, the number is 516-387-1944. In the meantime, I wanted to talk to you about your blog that you did about 8 smart tips to run your small business remotely during the coronavirus pandemic. So what do you suggest?
Well, number one, you've got to check your internet speed. I hate saying that, but,
yeah.
You know,
it's
one of those things. It's one of those things that you should always keep an eye on. But now, when the employer going home or telling you to go home, the challenge is that going home doesn't mean that you've got good internet. I think what we see as far as work habits is that it proves that not everybody has access to good internet, because people will start to use the work internet like they would at home. So that's why there's a statistic out there that says Netflix has a ton of government email accounts as their usernames, because people use their work accounts in order to access the internet. That includes email, but it also includes internet too. So there's a great website. If you're wondering why your computer may be running slow, may not be your computer, maybe your internet. So if you go to speedtest.net, you can definitely go and run a speed test on your computer, and it works two ways. Number one, you can find out what your upload and your download speed is, and when you run a speed test, your most important speed is going to be your download speed. So since we're on air, it's kind of hard to visualize that, but the speed test website looks like a speedometer. So it for the download test, it'll max out with the speedometer showing you your download speed, and it's measured in what's called megabits per second. And then the second number is your upload speed, which is also measured in megabits per second. And download is how quickly you can download or stream stuff to your computer. Your upload speed is the speed that you can send stuff to the cloud. Like if you were uploading something to Dropbox or you were uploading something to the office office computer. But the other way that you can use speedtest.net is to make sure that you're getting the speeds that you're paying for your internet provider. So if you, mm-hmm. you should be able to call your internet provider. It doesn't matter if it's land-based or if it's like through a mobile hotspot. You should be able to call your provider to find out what speeds you're supposed to be getting on your with your service plan. And so you can match the speeds that you get with speed tests and kind of determine if they need to tweak some stuff on their end or if maybe you need to tweak some stuff on your end. Because we've seen at Integral, we've seen all sorts of instances where people will have problems with internet and they think it's the computer, but it's actually the internet. So the problems that can occur if it's computer based or if your Ethernet, meaning your wired connection or your Wi-Fi connection on your computer is bad. Because if the company, if your cable company comes back and says, look, it's not on our end, it's your end, then, you know, you need to just make sure that the problem's not with your device and it's with their device. And so speed tests will definitely allow you, allow you to find out where the problem lies with your internet issues. So that's, you know, that's the most important thing to do is check your internet. And what you may have to do, too, if your internet's bad, you may have to switch companies, you know.
I wanted to ask you, too, does it matter the distance that you're away from the hub? For example, okay, go ahead. Talk about that.
You're talking about, I thought you meant inside the house. But you mean from the internet provider. Oh, well, yeah. If you're
talking about that, too, in terms of the internet provider. I definitely meant that. But I also wanted to find out, does it matter how far you are? Let's say, like, for me, my office is upstairs, and sometimes I'm downstairs with my stuff.
Right.
But does that make a difference?
It does. And it, part of it depends on the structure of your house. So if you you know, if you've got brick or steel in your house, then obviously it's going to block that internet signal. And so you may have to run wire to the area where you have poor internet and then set up what's called a wireless gateway or range extender to allow internet to go in that area. And there's a ton of tools out there to extend your internet in your home. But to be honest, one of the ones that I would recommend staying away from is what's called a mesh network. And a mesh network is basically a bunch of wireless repeaters strategically situated around your house. Now, I've had personal experience with this, with setting it up for customers and in my own home, and I'm not a fan of a mesh network. I would rather run a network cable from where my router is and then install a range, run it to where I have poor internet and then install a wireless range extender to boost the internet signal. And that's what we had to do in our house because it's just divided up in a weird way. And so as far as the cable is concerned, when we had it installed, especially with Google Fiber, it has to be installed at one far end of the house. And so when you do that, it doesn't reach the other end of the house. So, because our house is longer than it is wide, so we had to, you know, install a wireless range extender to get it to work. But the best thing to do, because trying to explain all this, you know, on air is a challenge. You may have to find a COVID-19 friendly tech person to come out to your, you know, your residence or even your business when all this clears up to find out what's going to be the best solution for you. But
I wanted to ask you. I'm sorry. Go ahead, please.
No, I was just going to say a speed test is a good way to get all that started. So.
Okay. So, and I have downloaded that. Well, actually, I posted on the Juice Power Hour Facebook page in terms of where you can find that. But I wanted to ask you. Wanted to kind of change gears a little bit. Personally, how has this affected your business, or has it?
Oh, we're in a sense. We're essential business, so it hasn't affected our business at all. Obviously, there are certain industries that we won't be hearing from, like our retail and restaurant customers, because they're not doing that much business. But as far as businesses, other essential businesses, and, of course, people working out of their home, I mean, we're getting a lot of, hey, I need help to, you know, work remotely, or have organizations that we had to go in and set it up so that their employees can work remotely. Because businesses didn't really plan for this. It's just something that happened. Now they're scrambling to keep up and do it. Now, the funny thing as far as your industry, I know it varies from state to state because
mm-hmm.
I mean, I think we may have had this conversation last week, but for the real estate industry, here I think it's considered an essential business, where other areas it's not really considered an essential business. Because I was talking to a real estate agent in Southwest Kansas, and they're like, no, we're not an essential business. So they're still trying to struggle to find out if they can do open houses and things of that nature. So,
well, a lot of that anyway is not necessarily up to, in terms of open house, not necessarily as much up to the realtor as it is to whether or not the seller wants to let people in their house.
Right.
So those are the things. I think our Realtor Association had to have a powwow with our local government and said, it's not a good idea to put us on lockdown like that. We got 16,000 realtors. A lot of that in terms of our business has to do with what the client is willing to do. If you're a seller, are you willing to let somebody enter your house? If you're a buyer, do you want to go into strange people's houses? Different types of things, the things that people are thinking about now that they didn't think about before. So,
right.
But anyway, I wanted to get back to the tips that you had, 8 smart tips to run your small business remotely, and get back to that. So what other tips did you have?
We already talked about disinfecting your technology. Make sure you're doing that, because it doesn't matter if you're working remotely, still got to make sure your technology is clean so that you don't get yourself sick. So don't neglect on that. Next one is you need to have an automatic backup of your company data. So one of the problems is that when you're working, when you've got a remote workforce, your data is out there, not necessarily to the public, but people are accessing it from different areas, and you've got people that aren't within the company bubble that are looking at company information. So if they do something goofy, like click on a file that they're not supposed to, it could potentially come in and ruin all the files on the network. So that's why it's important that you make sure that you're always backing up your company data, because a lot of companies still run with servers, but now there are companies that are using collaborative tools like, say, Google Drive or Microsoft's OneDrive. And when you're using a situation like that with your company files, if you get ransomware, not only will it infect the computer where the ransomware came installed on, it'll also go up to the cloud and it'll infect that information as well. So it's really important to make sure that you're that you're backing up your company data always, and making sure that it's done automatically too. You don't want to rely on, we run this at midnight every night. You want a backup that's going to run automatically so that you minimize the amount of data that you lose.
Do you have one cloud service you recommend over another?
Oh, Carbonite.
Carbonite.
Because there's a difference between cloud services. You've got cloud storage, which includes your Dropbox, your OneDrive, your iCloud. Those are basically designed just so that you can access your files anywhere in the world. So those services are perfect for working virtually, because you can have them up in the cloud and then you can access them wherever you go. And I think the equivalent for you in the real estate industry would be .loop. And do you use that or not? I can't remember.
I don't, but I know people that do.
Okay. But .loop is the same thing. You can access your stuff from anywhere, correct?
Yeah, as far as I know.
Yeah, okay. So, that's the equivalent in the real estate industry. But as far as in a regular work industry, the Google Drives, the OneDrives, those are perfect for cloud storage. But for cloud backup, you want to go with a service like Backblaze or Carbonite, because those services offer redundancy. So with Carbonite and Backblaze, it's going to keep 30 to 60 days worth of backup of your file. So if something like super catastrophic happens and you, let's say a week's work of your backups are ruined, then with Carbonite, you could go to the previous week and then get the information that you need to get. So that's why I recommend Carbonite, which is at carbonite.com. One of the great things, too, they have excellent tech support. So if you lose your files in a ransomware attack on your computer, then you can just call Carbonite, and their tech support will just log into your computer and help restore your files for you. So it's, I mean, for $70 a year, it's money well worth it. And it's unlimited, too. That's another reason why I like it.
Oh, okay. I will definitely have to look into that.
You should look into
like,
that month.
We have the,
I said you should have looked into that months ago.
I know. Okay. Well, with that said, we're going to take a break. We're here with Brent Kelso. He is helping us get cleaned up while we're facing the coronavirus. We got to clean up our tech. But we're also trying to reach out and help some of the small businesses, too, because, you know, you're going through some really, really heavy changes right now. So if you have questions for Burton, the number is 516-387-1944. This is G's Power Hour. I never had it so good entertainment, and we will be right back.
Swiffer Sweeper cleans so completely, you'll never go back to your old broom again.
Now it's on for Mary from a Mr. Broom.
New Swiffer Sweepers redesigned to clean corners, and it traps and locks 50% more dirt, dust, and hair than a broom. So go all the way clean. New Swiffer. Clean better or your money back. Guaranteed.
Hi, I'm Gretchen Dip Simmons with Farrell Realty, but you know me as G from G's Power Hour. Much of the time when I'm not engaging with you on my show, I'm dealing in real estate in beautiful Central Florida. But because I'm here, that doesn't mean I can't help you wherever you are. So if you're looking to buy, invest, relocate, rent, or sell, please give me a call at 407-968-9387. That's 407-968-9387, and let me help you with your real estate needs.
Hi there. Welcome back to G's Power Hour on Never Had It So Good Entertainment. I am your host, G. Thanks so much for being with us today. Here with Burton Kelso doing a makeup session, and wanted to talk to him about some of the small businesses out there. We had some technical difficulties last week, so we're kind of recapping some of the cleanup stuff we talked about. But we also wanted to talk about his blog he did recently on small businesses, tips for small businesses trying to get through the change in the business with the coronavirus. Anyway, one of the things you have talked about constantly, but need to continue to do this, is educate your workforce on the importance of cybersecurity.
Yeah, that's the big thing. That's why cybercrime happens, because there's so much ignorance and misinformation out there. I always state this statistic whenever I talk about cybercrime, but 99% of cybercrime requires user interaction. So that basically means, well, I shouldn't say basically, that means that all of your tech devices are safe from all of the cyber threats out there. So if they're so whatever virus is floating around on the web, and trust me, there's a ton of them, your devices have the ability to automatically block those intrusions from getting in. But what happens is curiosity and just ignorance causes us to click on those phishing emails and those malicious websites, which opens the doors to those viruses and to cyber criminals and to our devices. So it's almost like if you had like a Ring doorbell, and then rather than just talking to your through your phone to say who is it, you go and open the door, and then you know you're a victim of a home invasion. Cybercrime works pretty much the same way, where as long as you're not clicking on stuff, your devices are safe. And there's several websites that you can go to that actually take a test to make sure that you can identify malicious websites in cybercrime. So you can go to Google's phishing quiz, which is phishingquiz.withgoogle.com. It'll walk you through, I think, a series of 12 questions to kind of test you and your workforce as far as what sites you should, or what websites and emails you shouldn't click on. And then there's a company called OpenDS, which they have a phishing quiz at opends.com/phishing-quiz. And you can take a test there to find out, you know, if you are smart enough to avoid malicious websites and emails. And then you also, if you're, you know, if you exchange a lot of company data or have a large amount of employees, especially since they're working remotely, might want to hire a cybersecurity firm to just send out test emails to your workforce just to see if they open them or not. Because, I mean, it's better safe than sorry. Because, I mean, you're really going to be sorry if you have an employee open up an email and then it infects your whole workforce, or your workforce gets a spam email saying it's from the boss and they click on a link and just give out precious company data.
So, and then for those of you that are from the Computers for Dummies class like me, phishing is P-H-I-S-H-I-N-G, not the other one.
Right. Yeah, not like going down by the fishing hole with Andy and Opie. It's, yeah, P-H, kind of like fat, right? P-H-A-T.
That's right.
You're right.
Okay.
So,
the next one.
It looks like our next one is you have to agree on how you're going to collaborate. I mean, are you going to use Zoom to communicate with people? Are you going to use Skype? Are you going to use Google Drive or Google Docs? Are you going to use Microsoft Office? So it's good for offices to find a common tool to collaborate with, because it's just going to make things more confusing if you're going back and forth with different products. And one other thing I was going to add with Zoom, Zoom's a popular choice right now for video conferencing. But
right.
The problem is that you need to find a more, if you are talking about secure stuff over the video, there are more secure sites like Microsoft Teams that will encrypt your video conference information so that prying eyes can't get into your information. So encryption is key, especially with video, because you just don't want anybody listening into your conversation.
Okay, so and I'm glad you said that, because I was just getting ready to ask you what you recommended, and I was on a Zoom conference for the first time last week, and I was just have somebody that is in need of doing some conferencing, and I recommended Zoom just because that was all I knew. But you're saying
right.
Not so secure, because we do need something more secure. So you're saying which one?
Teams,
you said?
Would be one of the ones that I would look into, yes.
Okay, all right.
And in your industry, if you're talking about real estate and you're going to start video conferencing and talking about financial stuff, yeah, you definitely mm-hmm. need to look into something that's going to be secure mm-hmm. and keep you safe. So,
okay.
Zoom's good for the virtual happy hour that a lot of people are doing, or just keeping up with family or friends. But if you're talking about sensitive data, you definitely need to talk, you know, you definitely need to use something that's going to be safe and secure. So,
okay, thank you. Appreciate that,
mm-hmm.
truly. Okay.
Yeah, so
and
our
then,
next one is,
go ahead.
Yeah, our next tip is mm-hmm. just make sure you've got solid tech support. Because if you were using a part-time guy to do your tech, may not be a good idea, because if you've got a remote workforce, who's going to be a reliable source that you're going to call if you or your team have problems? You know, can they remote in? Can they, if they have to show up? Because I can tell you right now, both of my techs are out and about working, and they're on site. So, you know, we've got the N95 mask that we've deployed. So they need to wear those and make sure that they're disinfecting themselves before they walk into any customer's business or home. So, you know, if you've got Joe, the computer guy, there's nothing wrong with Joe, the name Joe, but at the same time, if he's not taking certain precautions, this guy could be infecting your whole staff. So you might want to go the remote route, but remote isn't always going to work. So make sure you've got a solid tech team that's thinking about you and your employees and making sure they're keeping them safe. And then next, stay social with social media. You've got a business. Like you and I do, you got to stay on social media and make sure that people know you're still in business, you know.
Yep.
That's important. The thing that people are doing now is taking advantage of live streaming video because it'll reach more of your followers. So people are just going on and doing their day four, day five of being socially practicing social distancing. Just all sorts of videos are popping up online, and that's because they've got a far reach. And then finally, you want to minimize your hazards that can happen, like computer. even though you're at home, you always want to enable Apple and Android, Find My Device, and Microsoft, because even Windows computers have a feature you can turn on called Find My Device. So if you leave it, then you can track down your device and make sure you don't lose your work information. And you want to also make sure your data is encrypted. With Windows, it's File Vault. I'll take that back. Sorry, it's BitLocker. And for Apple, it's File Vault. Just make sure if you lose your device with an encrypted device, no one can access your data unless they have the password. Same thing with your phone. Just make sure you always have a password on your phone to encrypt that data that's on there. So those are the key things that you want to focus on when you're working remotely.
Okay, so Burton, you're there to support us here. How do people contact you?
Oh, I'm all over social media. You can go to burtonkelso.com, or you can go to our company website, which is callintegralnow.com. If you need help, we've got tons of tech tip videos on our YouTube channel at either Integral or Burton Kelso. And, of course, on social media, we've got tons of tech tips as well. But if you need tech help, we definitely can remote into any computer anywhere in the country and take care of a variety of issues, whether it be networks, printer setup, Windows or Mac computers, just basically anything that connects to the internet. So.
Okay. Well, thank you, sir. Appreciate you making a return house call, so to speak. And glad you're there, Dr. Burton.
Dr. Burton, I like that.
Have a blessed weekend. You take care of yourself, okay?
I will do so. You do the same.
And I might be calling on you soon. So.
That's fine.
All right. Take care. And thank you all for listening. This is G's Power Hour. I never had a so good entertainment. If you're looking for something to do, you can always go to Blog Talk Radio and pull up G's Power Hour, and there's a bunch of things that you can listen to while you're there. You can catch up on information from Burton, from Robert Bowden, who's our Friday in the Garden expert, from Lou Garten, you know, from Candace Thomas, who's our beauty expert, from Chef B, you know, from Jabir Najir, who's our mortgage expert, from Paul Z. Shelton, who's our economist, and some of the other shows. So if you get a chance, just go to Blog Talk Radio and look for G's Power Hour. I'm there, and then just pull up, you know, an episode. Or if you have trouble doing that, if you have the link, save the link, change the date to something that you may recall that you liked and you wanted to hear again. But anyway, thanks for listening. Also, you know, reach out to me on Facebook, G's Power Hour Facebook page, and be happy to try to help you find what you're needing. I want you all to enjoy your weekend. Be blessed. Thank you for listening. This has been G's Power Hour. I've never had it for good entertainment. And remember, all real power comes from God. Take care. Yeah.
praise. Come on, come on. Give up the highest praise.